Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Audio Network. Yeah, the show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, all that good stuff. Follow us on the Facebook, The Voice of Freedom. Broadcasting from the cushy lair here in Connecticut, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. What he does is quite remarkable, keeping us on the air on all of these terrific radio stations from one coast to another. I want to focus the attention tonight like a laser beam on the President of the United States of America. It's time for us to seriously, seriously talk about an issue. That is putting the United States of America in mortal danger. It's a topic of utmost importance. It's a topic that cannot be ignored. There is a connection between strength and respect, and how this dynamic impacts our great nation, the United States of America. Respect is earned through strength, and when America and America's leaders present weakness, our enemies become emboldened. And that puts the world in peril. Joe Biden makes the world unsafe. Joe Biden is a threat to humanity. Joe Biden is a worldwide burden. Throughout history, we have witnessed countless examples of leaders who understood the power of strength and the consequences of weakness. Reagan is the first one that comes to mind, at least in our lifetime. Reagan understood the power of strength and the dire consequences of weakness. Our strength broke the Soviet Union. Tyrants and dictators, fueled by a lust for power, have attempted to impose their will on the world for centuries. They relentlessly pursue expansionism, oppression, dominance. The world witnessed all of these horrors within some of our lifetimes. Tyranny knows no bounds. It's only through the strength of the United States of America and nations that stood with us, we brought tyranny to its knees. And it's only through strength that we survive. When we show weakness, we show vulnerability. And evil people act on that. And what happens when our American leadership exhibits weakness, ineptitude, corruption? These are critical questions that must be answered as a nation. We have a weak president. We have a weak administration. Our leaders, not only are they perceived weak, they are weak. Other nations will test the resolve, challenge our values, threaten our national security. If Biden is elected president again, there will be a major conflict because China will seize this opportunity to do something. We'll come knocking. Our leaders are weak, and other nations will seize the opportunity to take advantage of this. I think it's a miracle they haven't done it already. You've got a man who is stumbling around the White House, bumbling and stumbling around his appearances. This is a job that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He has spent 40% of it on vacation. And the time that he is, quote-unquote, working, it's comical. It's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. Are you not concerned by this? When you see this man being led around by his puppeteers, who are as equally inept as him, doesn't that make you nervous? No matter what party you belong to, doesn't that concern you? Our democracy thrives. We have to seek out leaders who possess the knowledge, the competence, and the vision to lead this nation effectively. We do not have that. We don't have it. Watching Biden over the last 48 hours, it's pathetic. He's pathetic. He makes all of us pathetic. We have a corrupt leader, and there's corruption within the leadership, the entire brass. It's a cancer that erodes the foundation of democracy. We cannot tolerate this. We're free American citizens. I demand, we all demand transparency, accountability, integrity, competency from leaders. Be competent. And corruption undermines our institutions. Our weakness on a global stage erodes trust of America. People will look towards another nation to be that leader. Biden is not capable of leadership. He's just not able to do it anymore. He's a liability. He's a waiting catastrophe. And when we're faced with weak, inept, corrupt leadership, we have to engage in a sweeping process, educating the entire nation that this is just unacceptable. Cannot continue like this. Cannot. Prioritize strength. It's part of our makeup. It's part of our DNA. Other nations are looking at us now. And when the election comes rolling around in 2024, and if Biden actually somehow did win, it would be the end. I think it would be the end of America. I'm really beginning to believe that now. I can't imagine Joe Biden 3 or 4 years from now trying to lead this country in some kind of a global conflict. He can't do it now. You can see it. His replacement is equally as inept. I'm almost begging our Democrat friends, you have to put somebody up that's better than these two. Those of you who are listening across the country, you are guardians of freedom. We rely on you to protect that freedom. You are a descendant of the forefathers of this country that built this nation, whether it's through your blood or just through location, geography. It's our collective strength, our determination, our unity that has made America exceptional for 250 years. Strength, respect, intertwined, they're essential to assuring the security and prosperity of this nation. Be vigilant. Be principled. That goes for every single person out there. You cannot think it's okay what's happening in Washington right now. Even if you are a hardcore progressive Democrat, this is not okay. There has to be better people than this. Do you understand? The sirens are wailing. The warning sirens are wailing in the background. You can hear it. You can hear it. We have the power to shape our own destiny. We can continue to be a beacon of liberty and hope for the world, or in our lifetime, the the record book of history will look to the people that lived in this generation and say, those are the folks who let liberty and freedom slip away. Imagine going down in history as the group that allowed this amazing gift of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to slip through our fingertips because we've elected leadership that is incapable and too corrupt to do the job. And if it gets to that point, don't point fingers at somebody else. Go look in a mirror. It'll be your fault. It'll be my fault. If freedom vanishes into obscurity here in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, the first hour, I get a chance to broadcast from one end of the country to the other, all of the great radio stations in between. Wayne, of course, that's Wayne Allen Root. To you and me, we'll be here in a little less than 60 minutes. If you guys want to email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. Love the back and forth. We got to take a quick time out here in a second. I do want to remind you, nichols.edu, if you're looking for a place to land, whether you're somebody who's fresh out of high school, trying to find some spot to call home and ramp up an education, that'll be second to none. Nichols can do it for you. Nichols.edu. And even if you're somebody who is looking for a graduate degree, they've got some interesting graduate degrees at Nichols, including one that is focused on national security. Kind of cool. So Nichols.edu, check that out online right up in Massachusetts, a little north from where I'm sitting right here. Don't go anywhere. Don't you dare change that dial. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products, 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
President Biden recently released a massive...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back, USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in a little less than an hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can follow me online, leeelsie.com. Like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. Always fun to go back and forth there as well. Our guest here is Dr. John Foley, a cardiologist, among other things. And I wanted to ask the doc here in just a few minutes that we have, that September is actually Suicide Prevention Month. And I am staring at a Gallup poll which says the number of folks who feel depressed, despondent, has skyrocketed in the last 10 years. My short question is why?
Well, I mean, if you look at our kids, right, and especially young females, 30 to 40% of them will have had active thoughts of suicide in their life, in their young adult lifetime. Kids between 10 and 24, the third leading cause of death in that group. And more teenagers and young adults die from suicide than any other health-related issue, whether it's heart issues or pneumonia or infections or anything. There were 5,400 attempts between the ages of 7 and 12. That's 1 to 12. So when we think about suicide, you know, we think, okay, you know, statistically speaking, older people generally kill themselves than younger people, but that's a statistical issue. When you look at the kids themselves, in 2007, between the ages, again, of 10 and 24, there were 6.8 deaths per 100,000 kids in that range. In 2021, it's over 11 per 100,000. That's almost a doubling of the suicide rate from 10 to 24-year-olds. I mean, do you find that sad? And yet, we're, you know, and then the homicide rates are doubled in that age range, in that time period. We have, again, we like to talk about epidemics. We have an epidemic growing of suicide in this country, and rarely do I see anything on the news, on any of the news channels. I hope schools are talking about this. They talk about a lot of other things we're not going to get into. But, you know, this is an active problem that we need to deal with. When we do talk about gay and lesbian youth, kids, they have a significantly higher rate of suicide attempts and suicide than heterosexual youth. So, you know, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to, you know, our kids. And we can talk about some of the things that you look for. I'd like to throw out 988 is the national hotline. If you just dial those three numbers, you will get to somebody who can help you. And I think we need to talk about that, write it down on a sheet of paper, and leave it out on your desk so you can see it if you don't feel comfortable talking to them about it. Asking someone whether they're thinking of hurting themselves or killing themselves is not going to cause them to do it. It's like this fear that people have, like, if I don't talk about it, then he won't think about it. Well, he's already thinking about it. And so not to scare parents, but these thoughts are going on. And, you know, the world's a messed up place. We all know that. We talk about it a lot on the radio. Think about the stressors that we're under. Our kids are feeling those stresses. They're not talking about it necessarily, but they're feeling it. The same stress about the economy and the future and war and all the things that we worry about, they're worrying about. So I thought it was good maybe we could talk about that today and encourage parents to have a frank conversation, like, hey, how's it going? Have you ever thought about hurting yourself? And I hear that this is a real big problem in young people, and, you know, I wanted to talk to you about it. You know, do you have any thoughts of that? Do you know anyone who's thinking about that? Because there are warning signs, and we need to pay attention to them.
The association between marijuana laws and suicide among 12 to 25-year-olds in the United States is way up. What do you think the correlation is between us legalizing marijuana, giving it out like candy, and kids killing themselves?
Well, basically drug and alcohol use are risk factors for self-harm and killing yourself. You know, people want to say, oh, you know, marijuana helps relax people, but actually drug use is correlated with loneliness and despair, isolation, all those things that lead someone to feel like they don't have much of an out. Marijuana does change your brain chemistry.
Hey, Doc, I'm sorry, I got to jump in. We are out of time. Dr. John Foley from here in Connecticut. Suicide Prevention Month, giving you a few stats and facts and figures about it. So if you got kids, pay close attention to them and talk to them. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now!
USA News Update. The president has not yet commented on his son's federal gun charges. Hunter Biden has been charged for allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he bought a gun and was in possession of a gun while using drugs. President Biden has made 2 public speeches since the charges were announced, but has remained silent on the issue. Experts are outlining ways to prepare for severe weather and possible flooding as Hurricane Lee barrels north through the Atlantic Ocean.
Salvation Army Greater New York Emergency Services Director Zach Hodson says people should pack a bag for each family member. One thing they'll want to make sure to take:
legal documentation around your home ownership or your lease if you're a renter, or your home insurance or your renter's insurance.
Elon Musk was recently asked if he thinks that AI will kill us all. His response?
I hope not.
I'm Dave Collins. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Let us start by going back in time. In 1775, amidst a tempestuous era in American history, Patrick Henry thundered those immortal words that still send shivers down my spine. Give me liberty or give me death. His fiery speech delivered on March 23rd was a call to arms, an acknowledgement of a painful truth that still echoes to this very day. Henry cautioned us about all the dangers of complacency, of shutting our eyes to harsh realities and allowing ourselves to be lured in by a fake siren song, turning us into sheep. Henry asked a profound question that remains relevant. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Patrick Henry's words ignited a spark in the hearts of patriots, and the American colonies declared independence from Great Britain the following year. Against seemingly insurmountable odds, they prevailed in their fight for liberty and embarked on a remarkable experiment that would change the world forever. If you've listened to me, you've heard me say things similar to this time and time again. This great experiment, touched by the hand of God. Without it, I don't think we would be here. But this miraculous experiment started 250 years ago. It ignited a 5,000-year leap in the blink of an eye. America became prosperous. America became free, offering its citizens the opportunity to pursue their dreams and happiness. It became the beacon of hope, attracting people from around the globe. That's right. America, 250 years ago, born from the words of Patrick Henry, the brilliance of Thomas Jefferson, the leadership of George Washington, has led us through the most perilous of times until today. But today, we truly find ourselves at a crossroads. That American beacon has dimmed, almost gone black in recent years. Lockdowns, censorship, the assault on our freedoms and values. Yet many Americans are determined. Their eyes are filled with that determination. Those Americans, they know the truth of what it is to actually be free. They understand how precious that gift is. And they don't want to give it up. Some may believe it's too late to save America. But we still have our Constitution. We still have people with fire in their belly that are willing to fight for that freedom. And even though we have leadership right now that spends every day lying to you from sun up to sundown You've got to have hope that Americans will figure out a way to overcome the treachery that is in the White House right now, whether it's Biden or the people that are pulling his strings, and somehow we'll figure out a way around this madness that has overtaken this country. All right, that's point one. Point two, I want to talk a little bit about. I had a trip to New York City on Saturday, and I haven't been in New York for any length of time for a couple of years. So I went to a Yankee game with a couple of cousins of mine. They're younger than me, so we picked them up. We had phenomenal seats. But long story short, I used to live in Manhattan. Deep down, I'm not really a city person. Like, you know, you want to profess that you love the bright lights and the big city and all the action and all that goes along with that. And there is some truth to that. But, you know, when I was a struggling actor in New York City, it was kind of neat to be in the center of all the action. But the big picture, even then, when I was in New York City, you know, there's a lot of homelessness, a lot of drugs, it was dirty, it was smelly, and, you know, all that goes along with city life. But I got to tell you something, man. When I was living there, it was bad, but not horrific. It was tolerable, right? You had bums or homeless folks or crime, but, man, I'll tell you, it is nothing like it is now. Back then, you'd have, you know, the occasional person wandering around the streets in whatever neighborhood you happen to be living in Manhattan. Or, you know, you got deep into the center of Manhattan, there was something, but not nearly what's there now. I was driving through a section. Now, this, granted, this was the Bronx that I'm talking about. So to be fair to Manhattan, this was actually the Bronx, although everybody that I've talked to since has said the same thing, which is what I'm about to describe to you that went on in the Bronx on Saturday is going on in Manhattan. So I'm sitting at a stoplight, okay? And I'm in the Bronx, and not a good section of the Bronx, I admit that. We were leaving Yankee Stadium, and we, you know, took the wrong turn, if you will. I took the wrong turn at Albuquerque, and we wound up having to do like this loop to get back on the Cross Bronx Expressway, because they were doing construction. And I ended up going down this street and then ended up going through this neighborhood. I'm sitting at the stoplight. And to my left is a burned-out building. Okay. Straight ahead is a man defecating behind a bush. Straight ahead. To his left was some guy who was wiping his body parts. He was like taking a shower in some like barrel filled with water. He was rubbing it on him and sort of taking a pseudo shower, like across the street from the guy going to the bathroom behind the bush. And then right next to the guy taking the shower was a guy peeing, right? Going number one, but not going like facing away from the traffic. No, he was going so that everybody could see what he had to offer. Literally going to the bathroom on the sidewalk, not spinning around so nobody saw him. He's just going to the bathroom in the street. Now, as I sat at this light, we took a left after it turned green. And I'm going up the street and walking towards us, same side, was a pimp and his prostitute. And she was, you know, not Julia Roberts' pretty woman prostitute. We're talking about no teeth, weathered, and wearing nearly nothing, right, walking down the street. It's a disgusting display of humanity. And I get it, it's a terrible section of the Bronx. I understand it's not Greenwich, it's not Westport, it's not, you know, the upper echelon, it's not Manhattan on the Upper East Side. It's the worst of the worst. But I couldn't help but think to myself, so people have to live like this. And if you've ever been to the Bronx, you know, those sky rises with thousands of people living on top of each other in this terrible situation, you wonder, you know, how does anybody get a quality of life out of that? And I don't know what the answer is to that. What is the answer to that? I mean, I understand that you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We say that all the time, and I firmly believe that. You make your life out of what you make your life. You shouldn't ask anybody to, you know, to do something for you that you're not willing to do for yourself. Nobody's going to give you anything in this world. But just doing a quick circle of that just disgusting area, I can see how people get trapped. And I can see how people cannot escape. And I don't know how anybody lives there. Like, if I were in charge of that borough, I'm locking people up. I am throwing away the key. I want to make it so that the actual citizen, the family, has a chance. The way it is now, they have no chance. They cannot survive or succeed in that environment. It's impossible. And I understand that there are people out there who will say, well, I'm not being very sympathetic. I'm not being very humane. I'm trying to be humane to the family that doesn't have enough money to get out of that area, but is trying. And they're surrounded by filth. Maybe that isn't humane. But at least I'm trying to solve a scenario that is, in some cases, heartbreaking. Imagine being a young person trying to walk to school and having to dodge what I just described to you. Terrific. All right, stick around. We'll come right back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. The Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
You've been working hard, doing...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural...
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in again the first hour here on Fridays, giving Wayne an extra chance to get all fired up for his Friday broadcast, and he'll be here right after the top of the hour. My final guest here in the last segment of the night is a gentleman by the name of Mike Cerulli. He's a young, listen closely, Democrat. You might even call him a Democrat operative, or at least a strategist. I want to ask him some questions about the impeachment and McCarthy and get his point of view, his perspective. And Mike, I want to start out by playing some audio first. Rep. Scott Perry was answering some questions, and I just want you to hear this. This gives us an idea of where a lot of the Republicans are coming from and the mindset behind this. But he was asked the question about McCarthy and impeachment, and he had this to say.
What actual evidence do you have, as opposed to allegations, to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about political revenge?
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch, the prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, I'll turn it over to you.
The American people can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
Okay. All right, let me tackle a couple things with you and get your opinion on some of that. One, A, all the things that he laid out, and McCarthy laid them out as well. If this attitude of the media has been, you know, silent, running silent for the most part on this, in particular silent when it comes to any connection between Hunter and Joe, your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I think one of the statements that Representative Perry made there was saying, you know, this isn't normal. My take on this situation is that one of the problems in American politics is that family members of politicians making millions of dollars is sort of normal. That's one of these problems here, is that, you know, you have a system where the family members of politicians can take these, you know, quote-unquote consulting jobs, or they sit on the board of advisors of a company, and they're paid basically sinecure salaries. They maybe show up to a board meeting or prepare a pitch deck on some, you know, strategic advice, you know, whatever that means. And they're paid, you know, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars. And as the representative said, you know, you look at some of these folks' salaries when they're in public office. Pretty much as soon as they got a public office, their net worth ballooned because of speaking deals and these consulting contracts, and then their family as well. Like, that's the scandal to me. To the points on Ukraine and Burisma and the sort of mechanics of how and why that prosecutor was fired, I actually would be interested in knowing more about that.
Yeah.
I think there's more to that story, that that prosecutor was under investigation for corruption independent of the Burisma situation. Democrats need to learn how to talk about these things without deflecting and just be able to look at the situation and say, yeah, it's not good that the president's son, you know, as much as we have empathy for his situation with the addiction and all of that, you know, it is not good to have the son of the vice president going around the world, sometimes using government resources to go around the world and solicit businesses from any country, right? The fact that it's Ukraine, the fact that it's China, of course, puts an exclamation point at the end of these sentences. But, you know, I don't think, I wouldn't want to have the son of the vice president or the son of the president, you know, doing business even with allies. I think that opens up the same type of influences that, that any other country would have. So, you know, it's something that makes me uncomfortable. I wish people could talk about it without shifting into immediate political mode and judging the ramifications of the election next year. Because it is ultimately a good government issue, right? It's like, we want better ethics laws. We want tighter ethics laws. This should be a place to start on that.
Biden's numbers are about as low as they can get. What is the backroom conversations that Democrats are having regarding his future? He appears incapable to me of doing this job. And certainly if he were to get elected in 2024, it would only get worse. What are you guys saying to each other about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact of the matter is that any president who has approval ratings, I think, you know, historically, he, at this point in his presidency, he sits at the bottom or near the bottom of modern presidents in terms of approval ratings. So that in and of itself hampers any president's ability to govern, having a low approval rating, right? One of the things that you hear in conversations with other Democrats, some of whom maybe thought, well, he'll bow out, doesn't want to make himself a lame duck, is we're bumping up against some deadlines here that are pretty hard, right? Like getting on the ballot in some of these early states. Those deadlines are fast approaching. So, you know, any scenario that some Democrats may have had in the back of their head of maybe someone will sort of come out of nowhere, maybe there will be some sort of quick maneuver to change the candidate, it would take an extraordinary maneuver to do that this late in the game. And by all indications, you know, the president is going to be running again. So we're sort of in this situation now where we have an unpopular president who's likely going to be the subject of an impeachment investigation, regardless of what you think of the merits of that. That takes up time, it takes up energy. The White House, you know, they'll have to dedicate resources to that.
Right.
Again, taking away from his ability to govern. So it's not a good spot to be in. And particularly when you look at one of the approval numbers that I always look at is who actually views him very favorably, meaning they're excited about him. You know, those numbers, people my age, I'm 22, those numbers of people who very favorably like President Joe Biden, it's in the single digits. Which is, to me, is alarming, right? Because you want to like the person that you're voting for. I mean, that seems like a pretty basic principle, right?
All right, Mike, I got to run. Music is playing. We're out of time. I appreciate you coming into the Lion's Den, into enemy territory, and giving us your perspective. Mike Cerulli. Out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here. He is up next. Keep it here. USA Audio Network. See you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.